take no L, I cannot fail. They can't get my swag, it ain't for sale. Pull me cock, I seen it with the drip. Everything I get on is a hit. On my own wave, I'ma sell. On my own wave, I'ma
sell. You are now tuned into Reporting Live in Again on RadioDR.co.zn.
It's your boy MJ holding it down, city to city, titty to titty. I'm chilling here with the legendary, the motherfucking champ, 2019 producer of the year, Durban Creative Awards, holding it down. Gagin, city to city, titty to titty. Ladies, it's your boy Neo Dow. Gagin. Chilling with the champ.
Hey, I'm on your bit.
I'm good, my G.
I'm good.
How it feel like being 2019? Reigning champion, producer of the year, bragging rights.
Nah, it's dope, dog. It's really dope, dog. It was really dope to be finally recognized, my nigga, for all the work I've been putting in. Yeah, bro. So, yeah, it was dope, bro. It was dope. I didn't actually have much to say because I was like, yo, I've been putting in work. It's about time. Some of y'all recognize, you know? So, yeah, dog. It really felt good, dog. Yeah, that's all I
just saw
say.
Some shit.
Yeah.
Some exclusive shit that Robin played me. I think you were in studio a couple of months back working on his album, I think.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. You're a very versatile motherfucker, my G.
Real talk.
Yeah. Very versatile. A lot of niggas are very one-dimensional, which I find boring. But it's great to find a motherfucker who is a versatile producer, bro.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
And that's like...
I love it.
Props to E-Time, bro. Like, my pops used to play like a lot of different types of music, but from Brenda to the Commodores to Soul Brothers to, and at that time I didn't know
even that artist Brenda Dog will have,
you know,
the most popish shit and the most
disco
quieto shit and the most traditional shit, and the very next song is pop again. So dog, showcase, that's
so
dope.
With all of that, dog, like subconsciously, like at that time like, I never used to like focus on music. I didn't think I'd be a producer and whatnot. So I just used to hear that stuff and it'd always be like in my head.
Yeah.
So I think they play like a huge role into like me making the music and having all of that, you know.
R.I.P. to the legend, Brenda. My aunties, we appreciate you. We love you. We miss you.
Man. And yeah, so yeah, I'm sure the stuff you heard, was it like quite the stuff that you heard on Robin's Shandies?
Or was it
pop
shit?
Pop shit.
You killing him, dog. Yeah. You shitting on these niggas. Let it be known.
Let it be known. But
I feel like we need more visuals from you.
Yeah, my G. I'm actually working on that. And I'm going to be dropping a video next week, actually. Yeah, of my latest single, The Own Wave, which was also part of the Lingo EP. So it's one of those songs from the project. So hopefully next week, I can just drop it, guys. Banzokalang a trailer. And yeah, I'll take it from there, man.
So let us know where Neon Dao is from.
Dao, coming up into the Cape.
Please.
Probably
I ain't got
in Durban.
Shout out to all my young mommies from Eastern Cape. I love y'all.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh my cousin women.
Yeah.
Continue.
So,
continue,
so yeah, on Dao, it's who come to Eastern Cape, Flagstaff, in a small village. But it's like, I'm just like a village boy dog who came to the big city and whatnot. So I was born in Holy Cross, Flagstaff. And like most of like my childhood, I spent there, Eastern Cape, and
did you come to Durban?
In Durban,
high school vibes.
This was like I used to visit actually in primary, from 2003. 2003, I used to come to Dubai, but that was still back like in Richview, Mayville, Nanan. So, and I used to go to Push Hipston, senior primary. So like on holidays, supporting school. So like on holidays, but to actually make like the move was in high school. I started at Richview and then I went to Malvern. Yeah, so but most of my childhood, bro, Eastern Cape, Eastern Cape or Shipston most of the time.
And let the people know when you produced your first when did you release your first project?
My first project this is in 2014, I think. 14. It's called New Era. Yeah, like a lot of unconscious singing.
I was conscious.
Nah, dog, I'm not conscious anymore. But no, the funny thing is this, bro. Like, I used to.
Also lyrical.
Angsa Lyrical MC.
Yeah. MC Dow. Little
cat.
Dow. Young Dow.
Battle Cat. Cat.
Yeah. Okay, dog. Yeah.
So, but the funny thing is this, dog. Like high school in Kali production, I used to do a lot of house and tribal.
Mm. Like, don't stop. Zash.
You know, I used to do like a lot of house and tribal. And like with my hip hop stuff, I wasn't really confident. Like I'd never play my niggas any of my hip hop stuff and whatnot. But yeah, with like the tribal stuff and like the house stuff, all the time niggas used to play that shit. My clang, my terminal, my dick scene, they used to jam that shit.
Such a lovely memory. Such a lovely memory.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. And then like when was this when I felt like okay, I can play my shit to the niggas. I don't know, it was 2009 or 2008 or something, bro. Mm. Like, okay, I think these beats are like worthy of my niggas to listen. And then before I was just doing beats. I wasn't really rapping or anything like that. So I was just making beats for my niggas.
Sorry for that sound. My nigga Silo high again.
He high again, nigga. He just saw some. Got him crawling and shit. But you know, continue.
Yeah, so that time, bro, I was just making beats for my niggas and whatnot. And so I see groups, that's about four. There was a nigga called Prey G, Triple G, Cubes, and myself.
Yeah.
So at that time, I was just like the producer guy. The homies were rapping and what.
Mm.
So as I was making the beats, I figured, yo, bro, there's so many beats. I can't give all these beats away to the niggas. And like, you know, they're not actually rapping on all of the beats.
Mm.
So I was like, hey, say, let me just try and see what I can do. Because even when I was producing and recording the niggas, I'd come up with ideas and whatnot.
And maybe your ideas was better than your nigga shit. Fuck your idea, nigga. This my shit dope,
yeah. Yeah, so I thought I loved it, bro. And then I just grew into it. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
Mm.
Let me just try this road rapping thing.
Please.
And yeah. And at that time, Young Salela, you remember the show, bro? Oh, Tibo Taj. The show that he rhyme and reason. Salelo Envy. Oh,
Lagoja.
Last Days Fam. You know, like the real... You know, the rap niggas. Yes. T.O, you know, Andre.
Oh,
yeah, the real rap type niggas. So, I used to like a radio. I used to record the show on cassettes. Mm. So, I used to just record the show every episode. I record the show every night. And I just.
Cassette, nigga. Yeah. Old school.
TDK vibes.
Let it be known, nigga. Continue.
Yeah, so I just. From there, bro, I just started getting more into it. I was like, okay, you know what? What's in the shining bus? Let's see what's going to happen. And yeah, and that's when it all started, bro.
Fizz. That's when the roller coaster started.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Damn, dog. So, but like, Fizz, you know, you're such a dope motherfucker. I heard some shit you did for Nipple Herd.
Yeah.
Some dope shit you did for Nipple, dog. Damn, Nipple's another motherfucker. She's like hardworking motherfucker. Tins clothing. Oh, shit. She was the stylist for Robin Third Floor's Pumalela music video. What a dope professional girl, bro. Wow. Like, shout out to all my business women holding it down, getting that money the right way. I know she eating off of Tins clothing. Shit.
That's a hardworking motherfucker,
bro. Shout out to Nepal, bro. Wow. I love the shit you did with her, bro.
Sure.
Man. You actually featured on this track that I'm talking about, dog.
He's so party.
Fair too.
Yeah.
What a night. You're a very versatile producer, dog.
It's got like the 90s drumline vibe.
Mm.
Yeah,
dog. I love that shit. That nostalgic shit.
Yeah.
It's fucking dope, my nigga.
That way, shout out, bro.
So let us know what's in. What recently shit you just worked on? Dog, your latest shit that you just dropped. The last project you dropped.
The last project I dropped is Ilingo Bits. Have you listened to that shit?
Ilingo, no, I haven't listened to it.
Yeah, well, you get time, bro. Ilingo. Mm. So it's basically my latest project, dog, and it consists of like 6 songs.
Oh, it's an EP, Nyan.
Yeah, it's an EP, Nyan, yo.
Mm.
So it's an EP, Nyan, since I haven't dropped material in a while, because I'm always focused on other artists and, you know, their stuff. You know how it is being a producer, bro.
Yeah.
And I've listened to your shit, too. Yeah. The people that I record mostly have your beats and shit, you know what I mean? From Robin to Yashna to. Yeah, so, bro.
Okay,
yeah, my nigga. So shout out to you, bro. For real, dog. Shout out to you, dog, because. Yeah, I see the work, dog, and the beats are nice, dog. Great. So, yeah, bro, that's the latest thing I dropped, bro. And the music video I was telling about earlier is one of the songs from the project, The Own Wave.
Mm.
So, yeah, bro, I'm just trying to push that. Hopefully, man, gets on TV, you know, get some rotation going and whatnot. Mm. So, yeah, and then other work is just other artists, bro, from Robin to Yashna,
to Astro, you know what I mean? A lot of artists, I might forget some, you know, just production, mixing, mastering and whatnot. Yeah.
Which do you enjoy more, being solo or being a producer?
That's a hard one. And I always tell people I never want to choose. If they always say, you know, like, say, when's Anjan Maj? You know, because I really like making music and making music for people or with people, you know. So, bro, I don't know.
To be honest with you, it's actually producing for other people. It's more challenging, but I like it.
Yeah. But another thing for me, bro, is like, I'm really... I'm used to very being like laid back behind being behind the scenes, yeah, bro. Like let the people have their shine and do their thing. So
behind the scenes, dog.
So in Deganjana, so that's what I'm saying. Sometimes I can be like just be about, okay, let me just be behind the scenes. I'll produce for people and handle this thing. But I have my seasons, then when I have like, yo, I also have some shit to say, I also have some shit to drop. You know, so it varies, dog. Just varies with time. So
like for me, being a solo artist, it was a situation where I was literally releasing my CV, just letting people know that this is what's available musically in Durban.
So this is what I can do. Also.
Yeah, this is basically what I can do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's why I actually started being solo. To a point, where I'm like, oh shit, my solo shit is actually doing some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was why.
Because sometimes you're right. Sometimes you can't control. You'd be like, okay, you're doing the beats. And then you drop like your solo shit. People are like, yo, they fucking with this this new shit that you dropped, and they want more of that, you know. But obviously, you still threw the beats.
Yeah.
So with me, I think it's also like that. So it's like whichever like pans out, guys. Let's say I know it's gonna get to a point where I'll be producing more for artists and whatnot, and depending on the time that I do have for myself. But at the same time, I don't want to just leave that out, you know. So. Hey, it varies, bro.
It's the life, bro.
It varies. So
we have the luxury of working as we are inspired. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for me, I was able to sort of bring both those things together with something called Summertime Imlaz. It's a playlist. Like I have a company called KwaZulu Republic, right? And I like publish for artists and I do visual for them and I push them and none.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fine. What is a dope way that I can sort of release a project with all the artists that I'm working with and make sure they get visuals and make sure they get pushed and maybe squeeze in a few solo tracks here and there, usually where I'm rapping on other people's beats as well, just to get those beat makers some shine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I ended up doing something like a Summer Summer Mlaz dog and it's working out very well. To a point where I'm now enjoying Summer Summer Mlaz more. To a point where like I've delayed my own solo shit this whole year just pushing Summer Summer Mlaz, bruh. Fuck it, having so much fun with this shit.
Because that's the thing, like how you're saying, like if like you can't sometimes you can't control the traction and the vibe that you might get from you know, from doing stuff like that. So you never know, bro.
But so far so good, my dream. You're doing your thing, boy. Doing your thing, dog, and you shit on these niggas as it should.
Shitting on these niggas.
Shit on them. Shit on them, dog.
But
I feel like for you, dog, more visuals, bro.
Yeah, like but that's definitely coming. That's definitely coming.
More dog. The kids don't give a
fuck. Just more of everything, bro. Aside just from the visuals, dog. Just more of everything. More pushing the brand. More like how you were speaking earlier, from merch, getting the brand out there, bro. And being involved in other things outside of
and like
you know what I mean.
Not just grow, merch. It's just merch is just an example. Like whatever you.
Yeah, that grow. That's what I'm saying. That grow into. Like, for example, like get time to ball, like get time to disc. So to like you know be involved. Let's say in some campaign outside of music, you have like a disking investor that side.
You have your own league, or you have your own festival so or foundation.
You know what I mean? Shama Jays for Intuana with my logo, something like that. That's you know. Along the lines of what I do. So, ain't something it's under. So, yeah, dog, it's just about...
To be honest with you, that would actually work.
Yeah.
Soccer has a lot of money and the sports betting situation has a lot of money.
Yeah.
There are a lot of ways you could flip that in terms of, we'll say, Neon Dow is hosting a party where we're watching a game, whatever game it is.
Sure.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Well, between halftime, there's performances.
Yeah.
Or there's like a session of you just playing some shit at that particular... watching party.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be dope. In a situation where you are hosting it, let's say in whatever room, selling alcohol or whatever and selling food, and then after time you perform
performances and whatnot.
That's a dope vibe.
Yeah.
that's a dover. Indao ya new or some shit. Don't give me game right now.
Gun down.
I'm letting you know, nigga.
Yeah,
yeah, dog, that would be a dope vibe, bro.
Yeah.
That would be a dope vibe. Yeah. That's some shit that niggas ain't, I've never seen it done. But like, I'm not really much of a sports person, yeah, but I know how much the sports niggas love their shit, yeah, to the point where
you know what I mean? And there's obviously people available time to be cool in the ball at the same time. So
and then half time they go outside of the tavern and smoke a blunt or listen to some beats or play some music, then they come back in that motherfucker. What if,
you know,
there was a motherfucking place where you ain't gotta even have time? Nigga, we still in this bitch.
Yeah. Everything is right here.
Yeah.
Gandao, bro. That's the name. Gandao.
No, we don't do this shit.
Down.
Nigga.
Yeah, bro. That's a dope idea.
I know how much these sports niggas love this shit. At the same time, a person has a dope foundation that I like, or like in the game, is a Snoop Dogg has like this football league.
Football league, but yeah.
And he's been doing it for like 10, 15 years now, bro.
Shit.
Even young person Vince Staples.
Yeah, your mother Vince Staples.
Vince Staples is from that league. Oh, cool, so Snoop and J. Brian. Do I know Snoop fully, completely? Oh, yeah.
Showcase.
Yeah, dog. He was in his league, bro.
I just saw him rapping out of nowhere.
Nice, dog. You don't have Snoop Leonard, dog. Full and completely, bro.
Yeah.
That's another opportunity where you're dealing with things. Join again. Corner versus Eastern Cape or whatever you're doing it there. Lead one and quit. Nobody's going to say, but Renee, you're such a dope artist. I'm also an artist as well. Oh, for real. I'm rapping more. Oh, fuck. I'm doing something, Jay. Do I sell it?
Get into studio.
Situation as well. For only seeing Dwanan, dog. That's some beautiful shit, dog. A whole lot of sponsors willing to throw money at something.
Yeah, to
like
come
that
on board and
you know what I mean? For real. And I haven't seen a nigga do that shit at all. Other than I think Quest has something, I think. Like a one day sort of league or whatever.
League.
But I mean, if you were to take it seriously to a point where it's a proper foundation, dog, it'd be beautiful, my G. That's some Nobel Peace Prize shit, dog. That's doing some dope shit for Eastern Cape. Because Eastern Cape is quiet as a motherfucker. To be
I know, dog. And like, it'd be dope to go back and give back, dog. And just to be involved into it. And it can be soon, dog. Even if they're far away from where supposedly the action is, like Dubai and the city, dog, that anything is possible, bro. So that's always been in my mind and my vision, dog. To say, because I come from there. I know exactly how it is, bro. So if I do go back and show them, bro, yo, I used to be like this. I know it. I come from the exact same place you niggas are from, man. And I know how it is, so I can, you know what I mean? Be that example, dog, or be that role model and make things happen for them, dog. And to just give back, dog, and just show them what there's other things out there and a lot of opportunities out there. And
that's what it's about, dog.
So
that's what it's about, dog. That shit is when you say in Twin Wawa, no Mazas, dog.
Yeah.
You might end up being even more famous for that philanthropy shit than everything else, dog, for real.
Yeah, that's you see, another thing about being an artist and having a voice, dog, you get into those spaces, dog, and have the type of leverage. So mind you, know, with having a following and being an influencer, Singawaz Kruman and Minis or something, whoever, to get into those spaces, dog, it's like, say, why don't you guys build at least one studio, La Bana, La Masikai, or something, because, you know, I can be involved in that
or
project.
Like
a sports
creative sense,
you know what I mean?
Whatever.
Yeah, create some sense of vibe just to keep the kids, yeah, well, outside of, trouble.
Dowell's Youth Center.
You know what I mean?
Some Tyler Perry shit.
You know what I mean? Because
Tyler
that's
Perry
the thing.
Gonna make a movie out of you.
That's the thing. Yeah, we'll move up. It's like in Ghana, there's a lot of in Ghana that are talented, bro. It's just they don't have those resources. You know what I mean? They don't have those resources and those platforms or to make things happen for them. So, yeah, definitely, bro.
There's some new shit.
I said it. I'm gonna do it. I want to do it.
I mean, so let us know the shit you've been working. I think there's this joint project you dropped with Yashna.
Yes.
Some romantic shit.
Yes. Yes, I'm about that life.
I love that romantic shit.
Yeah, I'm about that romantic shit. I'm moist, holding it down.
Are there any visuals in that shit?
Not yet.
Wouldn't it be dope if you did like
a seven minute
short film?
For the first one, there's a song called The Private Romance. It's out on YouTube and whatnot. But for the second one that we dropped this year, we don't have visuals as yet. But yeah, it's coming, bro. It's coming. But with the second project, dog, like in terms of production and everything, it's the one. It's the one, bro. Because that's the thing. So there's this guy, Lego and Tim. So once we're done with like recording the vocals and laying down the beats and whatnot, we just called them over. Oh, Tim Vela plays the sax and then Nuleko Vela with the keys. Mm. So it gave it that like full and like complete feel, though, with like the live instruments. You know, Vela get live instruments, bro. So yeah, we're really confident about that project, bro. As much as it didn't get like the recognition that we wanted, but like it's still end of the day, it's gonna get better, bro, as soon as we drop some visuals and whatnot.
Do you remember that shit that Hov and B did, that On The Run trailer thing, that 2 minute thing?
Yeah,
that was the dopest shit I've ever seen in my life, bro.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like it's not even a completed thing. It was just a 2 minute short film of some flash shit. Just going on. Justin did a fuck with y'all. And it's got like 100 million views or whatever. That's some dope shit, bro.
That is dope.
That is dope. But like, make it a 7 minute thing. Maybe you perform like a 30 second hook there. There's a scene in that particular short film where this particular hook is playing. I might
ball. That could be dope, because that's how many songs?
You could do it, bro.
Seven. Imagine now, even if it's like a 20-minute thing, bro.
Well, I'm just giving it. It can be whatever time.
That's what I'm saying. Let's say it's like a 20-minute or 15-minute thing, bro. Whereas instead of shooting all the visuals, we can just incorporate just
like 30, a hook from there, a verse from here, a bridge from there, a hook from there, just to make one complete story. Mm. Oh, that would be the dope shit. I've never seen niggas do that shit.
Game. Game right there. Giving game.
Dropping game right now.
Condilio, that's a dope idea, bro.
The only only artist I've seen do something like that is Usleka with his last album, I think. There was a DVD and there was music, which is the dopest shit ever. You know, fine, the music was whack, but like the business move was fucking genius, and I've never seen niggas do it since. Okay, fine. You have niggas dropping short films, like Shane Eagle just did something, which is art, like just an artistic thing. Mm. Like I think it was like 13-minute thing, which is fucking dope. Mm. You know, we need more of that.
Because you're right. Because like with videos, bro, as much as videos are on, everybody's doing videos, man.
Yeah, dog. We must always try
give it another angle, different angle, like, you know.
If you genuinely have dope enough content to do that,
you know what I mean?
Have the music, which is the content.
Even if like, I feel like it's not an excuse, bro. Because like, if you have the music, bro, if you think hard enough, you can come up with some dope shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you can come up with some dope. If you can shoot a music video, why not shoot Illo?
Yeah, true that.
You know, it just means the video, it's like a longer video, basically. So,
Shitting on him.
Fully
and completely, nigga. Darn you. Completely.
Shitting on him.
What's going on with the performance thing, dog? Is there any new performances that you niggas are thinking of cooking up? Because right now, the whole live thing is popping up. There's some live shit that I'm going to do, but I'm actually going to sell my one.
With live performances, though, the only thing I've done recently is the side thing with Fast Movements. They dropped that on YouTube and whatnot. It was like, otherwise, there's no other performances, but that was the only performance where they had, like, since the whole Corona thing, it's like a digital what vibe going on. So, yeah, we're just hoping to get more performances. But otherwise, exciting.
The last performance I did was that Jägermeister shit with Robin.
Mm. When was that?
September? July.
It was like, was that before lockdown?
That was during lockdown.
That was during lockdown, dog. We were on the same one, the following week.
You were on the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out.
It's fucking dope. Shout out to Jägermeister. I definitely want to see more women. Different ways of getting paid from that. Because a thing that I'm going to do is, because a lot of people are like, okay, fine, we'll sell the tickets and we'll give you a link to the thing. Okay, that's dope.
Yeah.
But it's a very short space of time to monetize on something. I would suggest shoot the shit.
Yeah.
Properly shoot it, like record it. Fine, you can have the live stream on the day, which is dope, but actually record it. That 45-minute set, including like, let's say, a 5-minute interview, like something like this, maybe before or after, right? And sell that bitch. Sell it like how you sell a CD or a DVD. Sell it like that's what I'm gonna do. Sell it like that.
You know, after the ticket sales, just gonna sell that shit.
Yeah, but like, the aim of the game is to make as much money from something.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
milk it for everything it's got, right?
Funny enough, I had a conversation with Uyash the other day. I was like, yo, as much as, like, you know, because everybody's on the streaming thing, the hype about my streams and all that. But to be real, bro, the whole stream shandies, it really takes a while, bro. You have to be like a big ass artist to get like the most out of my streams.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I still prefer like the old school way,
physical,
bro.
Physical stuff. Then, that's the, you know, like South Africa's a third world country.
So
we really ain't that up to date to shit, but people still have money to pay.
You know?
You know what I mean?
So, Anje, like, I must physical say is, dog, it's more tangible. Way. Money lab, there's no middleman, and
but
maybe
it's
my
time,
old school way of thinking. But at the same time, you have to keep the project there. Drop it there, keep it there for people who can access it, and whatnot.
Yeah.
But to have other ways and means for people to.
Because, I mean, the psychology behind it is this, man. I am whoever, Spanbani, and I'm on YouTube, and I just watch, let's say, Yasna's shit. And I scroll down and I see your video. I'm like, oh, fuck, this nigga's dope. Let me listen to some more of his shit. Go on Spotify, fuck with this shit. Oh my god, this motherfucker's dope. Let me follow this nigga and they go on Instagram. Oh my fucking shit, this project is available on physical CD. Ka-ching.
Yeah.
That's the mind state. That's how the customer thinks.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So right now, you don't have that final ka-ching of actual physical thing. It just didn't like YouTube, nana, which is dope because you get those streams and those views. But not if it's realistically speaking, it doesn't pay that much.
It doesn't pay
that
much.
You know what I mean? So to fully complete that execution, have a product with your name.
Yeah.
After some wine, you don't want your video drop, like Spotify, like iTunes, whatever, upfollow your Instagram, it's all fuck this product right here. Oh fuck, it's 100 grand, I'm gonna fucking buy this shit.
And that's why, like, it's important to grow your following, dog, and to engage. Because when you phoned Angie recently about how to, the difference between a fan, a customer, and somebody who just, like, likes your shit. So, once you have that relationship with, from turning like a fan into a customer, you know what I mean? So engage, make that, give that person value and whatnot.
Yes.
So it's not just about you just liking the comment and whatnot, you know what I mean? So, and that person feels like they're, you know, they appreciate it and whatnot. So when you do have, when you're selling merch or when you're selling a ticket, that person feels like, hey, what you tell him, bro? I know this dude, but I can support or I can buy that shit. You know what I mean? So yeah, dog, I'm actually on that thinking down.
Now, another side effect
of
monetizing a merchandise is that some people might not even know you directly, but they'll just fuck with the product. As a product.
As it is.
Neo's DAO soccer thing.
Fuck,
I was at this nigga's shit, watching the game, he was performing, we were smoking, we were drinking, it was fucking dope. My team won. This shit, and I bought this nigga CDs, this shit, oh, for real? Bring me to the next game. All right, cool. They come to the game, like, oh, fuck, this is a vibe. You know what I mean?
Cup.
Dog. Niggas need to have those conversations, bro.
Yeah.
So there's money everywhere,
Just have the content available.
Yeah.
Basically.
But shit on these niggas, dog. Don't give them no room. Keep your foot on their neck.
Strangle
these niggas, dog.
There's no other way, man. There's no other way, dog. There's no other way.
Thoroughly. Don't let them go. Hold on tight. Hold on closer.
Yeah,
but when I go to December, bro, I try to give artists this information as much as possible because that's how I'm eating, bro. Begin the merchandising thing or begin the monetization, bro. The sooner the better, at any level. At any level, bro. You can have 100 followers and be getting money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
dog, like South Africa, that's all. You know, fine, we have these places, like, you know, Morningside, Town, we have people who are hip to whatever, but there are some people who still want to fuck with, you know, want to fuck with the CD, or want to fuck with this hoodie, or want to fuck with tickets to this show, or want to fuck with this event, or want to fuck with this.
Yeah,
we cannot sleep on that, dog. We cannot sleep on that. Niggas mustn't get too confused with the online things.
Yeah, dog, you mustn't.
Get too caught up with this shit, nigga. Remember the game. Remember the streets.
Yeah.
Tax-free enterprise, nigga. You're the level of getting that money completed to you straight up.
Directly, no middleman.
No
middleman.
Rappers don't need to know we bought it. Rappers don't need to know we eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, dog, I definitely encourage niggas to get that. Rappers will decide, bro. Niggas will buy any fucking thing. Niggas will buy any fucking thing, dog. Trying to fill out that gap, like, oh, fuck. And it's December, niggas chilling with their girls, Bapu Kele. Oh, fuck, what are they gonna watch? Niggas are fucking chilling, you know what? Like, you know what I mean? Where are they gonna go for a vibe? Where are they gonna watch the game? Where are they gonna do this? You know what I mean? Yeah. Monetize off something you love so that you can genuinely do it.
Yeah, and capitalize on that.
Capitalize off it. That's the game right now. Any level you at. At any level you at, dog. From 100 followers to 100,000.
Yeah, and like the realistic thing is that, dog, no one's gonna do it for you besides yourself. So if you don't take it upon yourself, dog, then.
But if you do it well, you're gonna get hype, you're gonna get sponsored. If you do it well, then the check gon' come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But all I go ahead of it, it's like making that statement, like, you know.
When do you have a person in your life who you chop up game with like that, business-wise?
Business-wise?
Or you just hang around with artists all day?
I hang around with a lot of artists. Fair. And we share different ideas and whatnot. And, you know, I wouldn't say, I actually don't have a mentor. But like I have a partner that we, you know, we share ideas and chop things up with, and Yashna plays a big role in that. Cause, but my thing is, even with like the admin, cause all over I have this thing of relaxing, bro. Like in terms of admin and whatnot, niggas can make the music when it comes to registering things and whatnot.
Yeah.
They might not take that seriously or procrastinate. You know what I mean?
And surprisingly enough, that's how that's where the money is.
Yeah, that's surprising enough. That's where the money is. So.
The money's at Sabre, bro. The money's at fucking Kumisa. Yeah. The money's at Capasso, bro.
So all of the bar relaxer, bro. So yeah. I'm actually happy to have somebody like that. You know, Yashna dog. So whenever you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we share. Because like, for example, I might be good with like the technical, the music side of things. And she's good with like the admin and whatnot. So it's a dope balance, dog. So yeah, I'd say, yeah.
Niggas need to focus on the admin, bro. For real. If your admin game is good, you can pay someone to do it for you, nigga. That's pink salary, bro. Your mama won't be proud. You know what I mean?
And that's where the money is, bro.
That's where the money is, dog.
How are you gonna get paid if your song is not registered? If it's not registered, look, SoundCloud, anything like that. How are you gonna know where, you know what I mean? Where the money is going.
Yeah,
you're submitting your song, you don't have your code. You know what I mean?
At the same time, so now we're in a situation where you need to fuck with different people for different kind of plugs.
Yeah.
Meaning, I fuck with CeeLo, and he might use my song for an advert for Belvedere, and I get a check.
Yeah.
I might fuck with The Conjunction, and they might use my song for adverts for their restaurant, and I get a check.
Yeah.
I might fuck with a gaming company, and they might use my song in their game, and I might get a check. I might fuck with a nigga who's shooting movies and you're gonna get that money from Mzansi Magic.
Yeah.
And Mzansi Magic's like, yo, there's 150,000 dedicated to the music. Che, you're the only nigga who does music. I know me. You know what I mean? Niggas need to diversify now who they fucking with. Industries need to fuck with each other now more than ever. Fuck with your acting niggas. Fuck with the niggas who do skits.
Yeah.
Fuck with the podcast. Maybe there's a podcast who's gonna fucking pay to have your podcast. You know what I mean? Niggas needs to start fucking with other niggas. Fuck with the chefs. Fuck with whoever, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, but like, if it's to network, dog, and put yourself in those spaces and those positions, bro, so that you can, you know, get those opportunities. Like you're saying, bro, if Mchi Tawaka gets a gig, he knows, okay, let's say, like you said, he shoots videos.
Yeah.
But now they need music. He knows, I got my homie.
Face.
Jablad.
Yo, nigga, this is the budget for a movie, or this is the budget for the advert for music.
Yeah. So shit, like how you're saying, like it's really important to diversify your circle, like how you're saying, dog,
Fuck with these niggas, dog. Fuck with CeeLo. Shit, fuck with what's the CeeLo's the only nigga I know in the movie industry that deep, but it's, you know, a whole lot of motherfuckers in the game right now, bro. Shit.
Yeah.
Especially in Durban, no skits by Bani, dog. I need to fuck with them niggas. Shit.
Yeah.
And they were at the Creative Arts Creative Award thing last year, Feds. What's in your way? I was with The Conjunction, we were lit.
We were lit, nigga. That's getting people out.
But yeah, dog, those are the people we need to
look
for and fuck with, dog. You know what I mean? Because your music is very, it lends itself cinematically, it lends itself to visuals, it lends itself to, you know what I mean, to emotion, dog. You know what I mean? So fuck with them, dog. I'm sure they'd be happy to fuck with you, dog. Your shit is fucking dope.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it could work. You see, boy, you're dropping pay right now. I'm shooting at these dudes. But yeah, okay, my nigga, let the people know where they can find you, like online, Instagram,
Gagin.
Instagram, fucking Facebook, wherever, dog. Showcase.
On IG, bro, it's at Soul Brother Dao. On Twitter, it's at Dao Neo. And Facebook, I think I changed it. I think it's at Soul Brother Dao.
YouTube channel?
YouTube channel, Neo Dao.
Neo Dao. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Reporting live and again, supporting you, holding it down, city to city. It's been a pleasure chilling with my player, my brother, my partner, my loved one, Neo Dao, holding it down, shitting on your niggas. You know what I'm saying? He about to drop some visuals. I just got that exclusive, motherfucker. Gagin. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down. Shout out to all my Xhosa mommies in the Eastern Cape. I'ma come through and see y'all. Next time my nigga go back to the village, I'ma come through. I want to send a special shout out to Wonko Meshete. Shout out to all my exes. Shout out to Wonko Goko, all my aunties who support us. Shout out to Wonko my brother. Oh, we appreciate, we love y'all. Again, shout out to Deeply Rooted, shout out to CeeLo, shout out to Slu, shout out to my nigga T-Bag, it's been a minute, I need to see you. There's some shit coming up, I think he's working on some shit. I'm going to check this thing, I got the email. He's about to do this fucking event thing here. Well, shout out to CeeLo, you're going to see us there doing it, holding it down. Shout out to Durban, shout out to everybody putting in work, shout out to Lungelo Manzi. Shout out to fucking low-key shitting on niggas. Shout out to Raya. Shout out to Robin Doe Floyd. He just dropped his eyes. I produced that bitch. You won't see all motherfuckers at the Grammys. Shout out to Martin Fuentes. Shout out to, fuck, bruh. Shout out to Nipo Heard. Check out Tim's Clothing. Shout out to The Conjunction. Shout out to AK Quarantine Tapes, the Michael Nick champ. Shout out to DJ Lab. Shout out to Kakase FM for holding it down fully and completely, bruh. We appreciate it, dog. Shout out to Kakasefe. Shout outs. We appreciate it, bro. Yeah. Oh my gosh, who am I forgetting? There are a whole lot of motherfuckers in the game, and we love all of y'all. Holding it down. Shout out to Lumka Fabulous. She just dropped something. Shout out to Script. Shout out to Celestial Mike. He just dropped The Hand of God 3. I'm excited about that shit. I know he put his foot in that motherfucker. Shout out to Audio Sims. Shout out to Jabon all over in the city, dog. We proud of y'all. Durban is shitting on everything right now. Where's with December? See, I'm 14 months, it's not fair. Let your boy.
Gagin.
You are now tuned in to Reporting Live Gagin on radio.dr.co.za.